30 minutes or so, the topic, the relevance of Hallel, and particularly the Hallel on Leil Seder. So I'll begin. John Samuels asked me this morning a question: why the Seder night, do we separate? Is there a hefsek of Hallel? Normally we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim, and we go straight through from the bracha to the beginning all the way to the end without a hefsek. It's usher to be sick in the Hallel. Comes to Leil Seder, there is a hefsek. We break it up in two parts. Why is that the case? Now, the Rishonim do ask that question. They ask other questions as well. So those of you who were with us last year, we did Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah that there's a discussion whether or not you say bracha after Hallel. Amar Abaye, lo shna ela l'acharav. There's only a machlokas in regards to the bracha after Hallel. Habal afanav, mitzvah levarich. But before Hallel, before reciting Hallel, there of course is a mitzvah to say bracha. We say bracha before reciting Hallel. The Ritva, however, points out it's not always so true. Right? Do we always say bracha before Hallel? When it comes to Leil Seder, there's no bracha before Hallel. So listen to the very cryptic answer he says. He says, the Hallel that we say, the Hallel, the Bahagada, eino nemar b'derech chiv Hallel. We don't say b'derech chiv, ela b'derech zemer. And that's why there's no bracha. What does that mean? So we're going to leave that question in the back of our minds, along with the question that John asks, why is there a hefsek on the Hallel B'Leil Seder? And we're going to go through, in general, the nature of Hallel, how do we understand the Hallel B'Leil Seder, and come back to understand the Ritva, and now hopefully tie into some machshavas on the Yontif of Pesach. So what exactly is Hallel? When do you say Hallel? What's the criteria for which type of days do we say Hallel? So there's a Gemara in Erechin, a very famous Gemara in Erechin, which is extremely dear to me. Why is it dear to me? Because when I had my Bechinas, the Kol Elyon, those of you who don't know, it's a post-Smicha Kol on YU. And the Kol Elyon, to get in, you have to meet with Rosh Shechter, Rav Rodenzweig, each individually. Rav Willig, Rav Chalap, I'm missing Rav Shulman, Rav Bleich, all these different Rosh Yeshiva, and they ask you anything they want. Okay? So when I apply to the Katz Kol, the Katz Kol is a kolel that you learn while you're in smicha. So you have to also speak to Rav Shechter, and Rav Shechter gives you bechina, and you get in or you don't get in. So when I got my Katz Kol bechina, I went right after Pesach, and right after Pesach, he asked me about Sfiras Omer, another dear topic to me. Sfiras Omer, Sfiras Omer, Deraisa, Derban, great. So I figured 3 years later, when I get into the Kol Elyon, maybe I'll go after Pesach also. Maybe he'll have the same thing on mine, Sfiras Omer. I did well for my Katz Kol bechina. So I went to him right after his Pesach, the very first day, went up to him. So he said, okay, have a seat. So Sfiras Omer, Deraisa, Derabanan. I knew it was great, fantastic. Great sugya. Then after that, that led into the topic of Hallel. So I happened to learn the sugya recently about Hallel, so I knew the Gemara in Erechin. So it was very dear to me. It is very dear to me. And it was very helpful just to finish the rest of that story. So he goes on to ask about Sfiras Omer, Hallel, Tadir, Rishino, Tadir. Relatively speaking, a very easy bechina, very Or Chaim based. Because Rav Shechter, there's no difference Or Chaim and Kadshim. It's all, everything's easy, everything's simple to him. So it happened to me, he's doing Or Chaim stuff. Most people, Or Chaim stuff is easy, it's the Kadshim stuff that are more difficult. So we're going, I'm doing very, very good, and then he's starting to build up in a very, very difficult question about Nezikin and Grama Garmi. I wasn't holding this stuff so well. And I'm like ready to get, like, he's about to pounce on me, and then someone comes interrupt. It was Donnie Glernter, a friend of mine, Donnie Glernter. He comes up and says, sorry, Rav Shechter, there's a phone call for you outside. So I'm like saying, please don't ask me to come back. I know someone else who was also interrupted with the phone call, and Rav Shechter said, wait here, I'll be back. So Rav Shechter looks at me and says, oh, you did a great job. Okay, thank you. He's about to rock me, I'm telling you, I kid you not. So on the way back, Donnie Glernter says to me, you owe me half your stipend for the Kol Elyon. So anyway, so this morning Erechin was something that we spoke about during the Bechina, and the one Erechin wants to know, the Mishnah there in Daf Yud said that there were 12 days a year that they would do something special in the flute. When they play the flute during the Karbanos, they like tap, like hold, I guess, some of the holes and make some very nice melody. And the one wants to know, what are these 12 days? The 12 days, of course, are Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, where you say Hallel. So Gemara quotes a statement from Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yod Tzadok, and after 18 days, you say a full Hallel in Chutzlah in Eretz Yisrael, and 21 days b'chutzlah to say Hallel, full Hallel. So I know someone else who actually also had a Bechina, Kol Elyon Bechina, was asked the question, which days do you say full Hallel? He didn't get the question right. Needless to say, he didn't get into the Kol El either. But what are the 18 days? Anybody know the 18 days you say full Hallel? I ask you guys. Sukkot. So how many is that? Nope. 8 on Sukkot, 8 on Chanukah, that's 16. And Pesach is 1, only the first day say for Hallel. And the other one, Shavuos. The guy said he couldn't think of Shavuos for some reason, so he threw out Yom HaAtzmaut. Not the right answer. So the 18th one was Shavuos. So those are the 18 days. And in Chutz La'aretz, you add a second day for each of the Shlosh Regalim, getting 21. And the Gemara wants to know, so what's the criteria? Why are these the 18 or 21 days you say a full challah on? So Gemara said, because each of these days, it's back and forth here, but each of these days has a Kedushas Yom to it. The Kedushas Yom. And Sukkot says that each day there's a new carbon, there's a new Kedushas Yom on Sukkot. Pesach, which has one carbon, most of the same exact carbon, the whole entire Pesach, it's considered one Kedushas Yom. Sukkot, which has a new carbon mosaf each day, there are 8 individual days. It's all about Kedushas Yom. And the Gemara brings a pasuk about Hashir Hiyelachem Kilel Hiskadesh Chag, that you should sing a shir, you should sing a song the night that there's a great Kedusha, where there's a Kedushas Yom. So you have to, what about Hanukkah? Okay, Hanukkah is also, why is that? There's not really Kedushas Yom there also, but there's a nes that happened. But what comes out, the Gemara in Erechon, whenever there's a Kedushas Yom, that's when you say Hallel. Now, if you turn yourselves to another Gemara, the Gemara is found in Pesachim, you get a different impression as to what the criteria is for saying Hallel. And the famous Gemara there, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, it's a very big, it's a, like a wide page here, a lot of gata here. And Amar of Yehud Amar Shmuel, Shir, the Shir, Al Yashir, that Moshe and Yisrael said, they said when they came out of Kriyas Yamsuf. What about the challah that we say? Where do you get that? What's the source for the challah that we say in every Chodesh and every Yom Tov? That is that Amru Nevi'im, the Nevi'im Shebeinayim, the Nevi'im, Tiknu Lahen Yisrael, they were Mesakein to Klai Yisrael. Shehu Omrim also, they should say challah. When should they say challah? I'll call Perek Uperek. At every moment, I'll call Tzara Vatzara, every trouble that befalls Klai Yisrael, Shelot Tavo Aleihem, that they shouldn't come to them. Whenever we get redeemed from a tzara, that's when you say Hallel. In other words, when a nes, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us, whether it's a nes begoloi or a nes nister, that's when you say Hallel. And Rashi and Pesachim there says, an example of this would be Chanukah. So on one hand, you get the impression, Gemara Erechin, Kedushas Yom, when there's a special day with Karbanos or an Isser Malacha, those are the days you say a full Hallel. The Gemara Pesachim says, no. When you say Hallel, the Hallel is based on whenever there's a Nes. Whenever we're saved. Not about Kedushas Yom, about a Nes. And there's yet a third Gemara that gives us a different impression as to when you say Hallel. The Mishnah, Pesachim Tzadihem and Aleph, is describing the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, it's Aser and Chametz. There's an Iser Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. On Pesach Rishon, there's a requirement to say Hallel while you eat the Karban Pesach. Pesach Sheni, you do not say Hallel while eating the Pesach. But, the Mishnah says, when it comes to doing the Pesach, making or being makir the Pesach, it says, v'zeh v'zeh ton Hallel b'asiyoson. When you're making, when you're being makir the Karban Pesach, both in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, you do say Hallel. What's the basis for that? So the Gemara inside the Haman Bay says, there are two answers. I'll read the second answer. Efshir Yisrael shochtin es pischeim. Is it possible that Klai Yisrael is going to shech the pesachim? The nolan es lulaveim, they're going to take the lulav. The ain omrim hallel? They're not going to say hallel while they're being mekayim in the mitzvahs of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Of course you say hallel. So this hallel is not a hallel because of Kedushas Yom. It's not hallel because of an ace.
Extension 101.
The Gemara Pesachim Tzadihei tells us Hallel is based on when you do mitzvahs. When you do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, when you do the mitzvahs in Netilas Lulav. Yes, Netilas Lulav, it coincides with the Kedushas Yom also. But the emphasis is on the doing the mitzvahs. The Karban Pesach, which is brought when? Erev Pesach. Is there Kedushas Yom Erev Pesach? Pashas is not. There's a Tosos that says yes in Pesachim. Pashas is not. Rashi says there's no Kedushas Yom Erev Pesach. Yet the Gemara says you still say Hallel while the carbon was being brought. So three types of Hallels. Again, one is Kedushas Yom. Second type of Hallel is when there's a nes, and third type of hallel is when we perform mitzvahs. Now, a question has to be raised is, what is the status of the saying of hallel? Is it deraisa? Is it derbanan? Divrei sofrim? Divrei kabbalah? What exactly is it? So you find a whole range of shitas in the Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchas... In Hilchas Chanukah Per Gimel, he writes, he's talking about the Chanukah that we say Hallel every day of Chanukah, and he writes in Per Gimel Halachavav, V'lo Hallel Shel Chanukah Bilvad, not only a Chanukah alone is Midivrei Sofrim, Ela Kriyas Hallel Li Olam Midivrei Sofrim, V'chol HaYomim Shagomim Bahen Nisa Hallel. Every day we say Hallel, we say a full Hallel, it's Midivrei Sofrim. Comes along the rabbi, it says, "Vayesh behen asay midivrei kabbalah." No, certain types of hallels are more based in divrei kabbalah. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Hashir yelachem kilel hiskadish chag." Pasuk in Yeshaya, divrei kabbalah. The Rambam says divrei sofrim. What's the difference? So the Magen Mishnah says the pasuk in Yeshaya is only in esmachta. The Rambam thinks saying hallel is only midirabanan midivrei sofrim. The Kesem Mishnah says Divrei Sofrim means the same thing as Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is a higher level than Dirabanans. Again, there's Diraisas, there's Dirabanans, and there's Divrei Kabbalah in the middle. Divrei Kabbalah is rooted in Tanakh. Now, when the Rambam uses the word Divrei Sofrim, he uses it oftentimes, it's always unclear what he means. So the Magen Mishnah thinks Divrei Sofrim means Dirabanan, and the Kesem Mishnah thinks, no, Divrei Sofrim means Divrei Kabbalah. A little more strongly attached in the Psukim in Tanakh. Now, the Ravid thinks some of them are Divrei Kabbalah and some of them are not Divrei Kabbalah. He splits. He doesn't tell us which are which. Now, there's Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos in the Shoresh Aleph. Ramban says, he makes a different split. He says, when it comes to the mitzvahs asay, when it comes to the halal you say when performing mitzvos, like Pesach and Netzias Lulav, that is a halal deraisa. Midin Simcha, he writes. Halal is Midin Simcha. When it comes to all the other halals we say on the Yontif and whatnot, those are only Midirabanan. The Tshuvas Chassam Sofer writes, in Or Chaim Simen Reish Ches, he says that when you say halal because of Zeichel Anes, let's say Chanukah Zeichel Anes, so that is a Deraisa type of halal. When it comes to other types of, the concept is Deraisa. How we do halal, what we say for halal, that's derabanan. But the concept of saying a halal is deraisa. The Nitziv on the Shiltas writes, it's deraisa during the nes. So to the times of Chashmonaim, when they saw the nes happening, at that moment is deraisa. Years to follow would only be derabanan. Any other time you would experience a nes and say halal because of the great simcha, that would be deraisa. So there's a wide range as to when it would be or not. Now, we're running out of time, so I don't know, right? Commence is coming in 15 minutes. So when it comes to the Leil Seder, what's the nature of the Leil Seder? What type of halal is that? So here, too, you find the three types of halals. The Ran writes in Psachim, he says, when it comes to Leil Seder, why do we say halal? Because all the mitzvahs that we're performing in the night, Achilas Matzah, Karban Pesach, Achilas Mar, all the mitzvahs, that's the halal. It's a halal of the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Rabbeinu David, one of the Rishonim Psachim, says, no, why do we recite Hallel on Leil Seder? Because there's a unique Kedushas Yom that exists. Like Gemara and Erechon told us Kedushas Yom, that's how you say it. So that's why we're saying Hallel on Leil Seder, because of Kedushas Yom. However, the Geonim quote in the Ran, and the Ritva as well, no, why are we saying Hallel on Leil Seder? Because it's a time of Nes. Not because of the Asiyas Mitzvah, not because of Kedushas Yom, because of the Nes that we're celebrating on Leil Seder. Now, to take that a step further, Rav Zsolti in Mishnas Yavetz says it's not only that we're remembering the Nes, we're actually re-experiencing the Nes. That's the idea. Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim, writes the Rambam. The Rambam, that's the Rav Sachs in his Haggadah, Chazon Liyomim, talks about this idea. Rav Zsolti talks about this idea. The Enoch Bracha, a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, also talks about a very nice idea. I don't have time to go through it right now. A very nice idea talks about how we're re-experiencing the Nes. It's mamash. It's not simply a Zecha Nes. It's actually we're experiencing the Nes. And even the Netziv, who says the only time it's Deraisa is when you're experiencing the Nes, he may agree that this too would be an experience of the Nes. We're really putting ourselves back in the time of Mitzrayim. In which case, the Hallel on Leil Seder would be a Deraisa. And that's why there's no Bracha. You say bracha when you have to do something, out of chiyuv. When you say something because you're inspired, and because it's spontaneous, you don't say bracha. You say the challah because you're going, you're singing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu because you want to, not because you have to. That's why there's no bracha, according to that opinion of the Ram. That, too, some explain why there might be a hefsek. We're trying to incorporate the halal through the story of the Haggadah that we're reading. It's not simply a chiv, say bracha, say halal. No, no, we separate it to somewhat highlight it's different. And there's an element of zemer, like the Ritva said. The Ritva said in Psachim, there's no bracha beforehand because it's a zemer. This is a song. It's a real praise. It's not a chiv. Now, there are a number of nafkamina that relate to this. So, there's a Tosfos in Sukkah that says, Nashim aren't pater from mitzvah asei shasman grama, and therefore they're pater in halal. It comes to Leil Seder, since Leil Seder is about a nes, then women are chayv. Afhenei bosa nes. Women also have to say halal b'Leil Seder. In general, they're pata from saying halal. In general, when halal is a chiv, you have to say it this day, you have to say it that day. It's limited to its time. Zman grama pata. Halal b'Leil Seder is about experiencing the nes. Experiencing the nes, the women also experience the nes, they too should have to say it. The very beautiful diak that Mishnah Yabit says, we find the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Tosefta that I think a Tosefta maybe Masecha Sofrim that says when it comes to Halel, you say b'ni'ima with a song, with a melody. You're supposed to sing it. You read the Masecha Sofrim, it sounds like all Halels are supposed to be like that. The Shulchan Aruch only uses Lashon Ni'ima when it comes to Halel b'Leil Seder, when it comes to Halel on Pesach Day, Shavuos, Sukkot. You no mention of Ni'ima. The Mishnah Yavit points out Dafka b'Leil Seder, the Shulchan Aruch says, it should be b'ni'ima. When you're really feeling it, when you're really singing b'zemer, that's when you're supposed to be saying it b'ni'ima. Because halal b'Leil Seder is very different. So in the Siva Shalom the other day, Rikon pointed out, I was talking to a certain Indian, and he said, look this in Siva Shalom. Siva Shalom raised the question. Very unique mitzvah comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a concept. Kol Marbe L'Sapir B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Hareze Meshubach. Praiseworthy he who elaborates, embellishes upon the stories of Mitzrayim. We don't find this anywhere else. Now, we do find the concept elsewhere. Wearing a tzitzis all day long, wearing tefillin all day long, you're supposed to extend certain mitzvahs beyond. It's not just you perform it and it's over. We have ideas you're supposed to extend it. Let me rephrase the question a little bit. Why is this center, the main theme of Pesach, about speech? Oh, so you're going to tell me, it's not only about speech, we eat matzah, we eat marah in the times of Beis Hamikdash, the Karban Pesach. There's also a lot of eating, not simply speaking. Obviously, we all know famous Mishnah, Pesachim, Rabbeinu Gamliel, it says you have to say matzah zu, marah zu, Pesach zu. You have to describe, when you perform the mitzvahs of Pesach, and marah and matzah, you have to say what it's about. And if you don't do it, lo yotze. You're not yotze. What are you not yotze? Some say you're not yotzei your mitzvah haggadah if you don't say that. Some say you're not mitzvah, you're yotzei your mitzvah of like eating matzah if you don't say that. No matter how you slice it though, they come together. You can't have eating without the speaking. Rashi tells us, what is lechem oni mi? Lechem oni means lechem mishrom dvarm harbelav. You're supposed to say words on top of the matzah. The idea of speech is also incorporated into the ideas of eating, and ideas of eating matzah and more. You're supposed to say something, describe what's going on. It's a day of speech, it's a night of speech. What's behind the speech? What's the mitzvah of higanta levincha? Why are we told? Why is the mitzvah to tell over your children? So Nesi Yerushalayim quotes from the Zohar. The Zohar, Parshas Va'era, says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, could you imagine that Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to you? He tells you, go do something. Would you ever say no? Moshe Rabbeinu says, lo ish dvarim anochi. I'm not a man of speech. Gam mitmol, gam milshom, gam mi'az. I never was able to speak. I have a very hard of a speech impediment. I'm not good with vocabulary. I can't articulate well. And later on again, he says, don't worry, Aaron will be he'll be the speaker. Once again, Moshe says, Paro won't listen to me. Or else fasayim. My lips. It doesn't come out clearly. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Zohar says, there's a deeper meaning. I'm going to say something. You're not going to understand what it means, but I'm going to say it. The dibur, the power of speech, was in gulz. The power of speech was in exile. That's what the Zohar says. Now Rizal elaborates on this and he says, the beginning of the Avodah when Klal Yisrael was subjugated, it says, Avodas Perach. Avodas Perach means a very difficult type of work. But Rizal says, Perach, separated into two words. the mouth, the soft mouth, a weak mouth. The mouth was weak. Part of the subjugation, part of the exile, was the ability to speak was taken away. The ability to express and to articulate was taken away. Paro, writes the Arizal, paro, pera. Switch around the hey, put it after the pay, a little playing around with the letters, pera, an evil mouth. At the end, we were redeemed, bring through the carbon, pesach, pesach, the mouth that speaks. The speech was in exile during Pesach, during Golos Mitzrayim, rather. The speech was redeemed through the carbon Pesach at the end. That's why there's an emphasis on speech. That's why Kol HaMarib L'Saper B'Tiyas Mitzrayim have raised the Mishubach. That's why we're emphasizing, we're celebrating the fact that we have the power to speak. The fascinating Gra. The Gra says in the carbon Musaf, hopefully you'll appreciate some of the words we say in carbon Musaf. Like many of the Tefillahs, unfortunately, we don't really appreciate. Hopefully this will give some insight in Tefillahs Musaf we say. So on and so forth. So what does this mean? Atarachatanu, that means Pesach, where we were chosen as the people. V'avta osanu, Shavuos, where Kadosh Baruch Hu and us, we wedded. There was a chuppah, Kabbalah Satorah, Lashon Ava. V'tisa banu, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us. That's Sukkos, where Kadosh Baruch Hu showed He wanted us. He protected us with the Anani HaKavod. That was the first three. Then, V'romantanu mikol ishanos, He raised us upon, He elevated us through speech, writes the Gemara, that's Pesach. He sanctified us with mitzvahs. That's Shavuos. We were given the Torah and the mitzvahs. He brought us closer. He protected us. That's Sukkos. Finally, that's Shmini Atzeres. What comes out from this beautiful gra, hopefully you'll appreciate a little bit more about why we say Karban Musaf, these words. But from Tanum we call the Shanos. Pesach is about celebrating speech. That's what we say in this Karban Musaf. Now, as most Zohars are, of course, very foreign and esoteric, how are we to understand this? What does it mean the power of speech was exiled, the power of speech was brought back, it was redeemed to us? So, in general, there are three types of ways to use speech, in the positive way, the three types of speeches. There's speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah, Talmud Torah. There's speaking to individuals, Bein Adam L'Chaveru. And there's speaking to oneself or expressing one's own thoughts, ideas, Bein Adam La'atzma. All three of these, I think, are found throughout the Seder night. I only have time to do the first one, which is what Nesiv HaShalom thinks. In one line he says, what does it mean that the Dibor was in Gullus? It means that we didn't have the ability to express ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The channel was broken. There was a disconnect. Our tefillahs weren't heard. Could you imagine davening, asking for things, praising, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening? We live in a big country. Obviously, President Obama can't hear everything we have to say. He can't hear. It's impossible. We're speaking, writing letters. We're asking for congressmen to do things for us. There's no one there to listen. You can imagine how helpless people feel. Imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening to what we're saying. Through the Geula of Mitzrayim, that peh, that speech, was reunited with us. The communication, the line of communication with the Kadosh Baruch Hu was reestablished. And that's perhaps what we do with Hallel. That's what Hallel is celebrating, our praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're celebrating the fact that we could converse with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only in Tefillah, any time you want, you could say something to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's always listening. You could say, I really need help with this. Could I have this? Thank you for this. You're great. Whatever it is, you could always talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hallel is representing. Now Hallel, and as we said, in Pesach night is very unique. First of all, we say Hallel Erev Pesach, in Karban Pesach. Then we say it at nighttime, and we never say it at nighttime. We say it, some people say it in Shul, in addition to saying it at Leil Seder. There's a fascinating Shibboleth Lekka that says, Minayin she'omrim Hallel b'Rosh Chodesh. How do you know you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? He quotes the last Tehillim, Per Kufnun, Haluka, Halu, Kel B'Kodsho. It says Halu, the last one we say, Psuk Zimra, 12 times the word Halu. 12 times, connected to 12 months, 12 Rosh Chodesh. 12 times you say Halu. And the last one, we double, Kol HaNeshama, we double, because Adar, which gives us in a leap year, we double Adar. So therefore, Kol HaNeshama to highlight the 13 months in some years. And the question is, which halus represent or correspond to which months? So the Chozemer Rebbe writes, he in a tshuva of his, in the tshuva's Divrei Yatziv, he says, I'll tell you two of them. One of them is when it says, Tukei Shofar, that's Elul. Blow the shofar every day of Elul. The first one is connected to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first of the months. That's the first one. What's interesting about the first one is all the other ones have Halu B'Gvrosov, Halu B'Krov Gula, Halu B'Soko Shofar. We're praising particular things with like the means of blowing a shofar or instruments. We're enhancing the Halu with some other element. The first one is just simply Haluka. There's no second thing because Chodesh Nisan itself, that itself is a Halu. There's a strong emphasis in Halu. There's no need for additional things to help us. We don't need a shofar to help us. We don't need a nave of a chinur to help us. We don't need instruments to help us. Chodesh Nisan itself is a Halu. So I think an idea we could at least have, a certain machshav we could have, this Seder, this coming Pesach, is the celebration of the Peh. That the Dibor wasn't Golus, it was in exile. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chaved Peh, Chaved Lashon. He didn't have the ability to articulate, to express himself. He didn't have this channel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't speak. And through Pesach and through the Geula, the redemption, we were given that ability to speak once again. We were given the ability to have that channel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the Hallel, that's a way of praising. That highlights the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Hallel, B'Leil Seder, through the entire Pesach, is more unique than the rest of the year. Now, the other two ideas is just simply the connection of speech to one another in terms of communicating Bin Adam Chaveiro. That too, the whole Pesach Seder, the whole night. I guess we're suggesting some answer that the whole idea of Haggadah is supposed to be through a communication, a dialogue. It's such a strange mitzvah we have. Where else do we have you're forced to sit down with your family members and to talk to them? It's a great opportunity just to, like, to think over your relationships you have with your parents, with your siblings, with your cousins, with your friends. It's a great opportunity. You're conversing. It's not simply you're reading there and just to say it to yourself. You're supposed to have a dialogue. A dialogue over Torah, a dialogue over the Haggadah. That's another machshava one should have about the power of speech, speaking to one another. And finally, and there's more to be said about this, but obviously the idea of questions is a strong, very relevant theme on Seder night. The four questions the children ask. The Eino Dei Elisha, the one who doesn't know how to ask questions. What's the response to the Eino Dei Elisha? What do we say to him? He gets the answer, V'higat to Levincha. As if to say, the mitzvah of V'higat to Levincha is particularly for that child. The one who doesn't know how to say, ask questions. Not for the Chacham, not for the Rosh, not for the Tam. The Eino Dei Elisha, that's what the whole night's about. The mitzvah of V'higat to Levincha is for him and him alone. What does that mean? So I have a whole idea, I can't elaborate now. Part of the idea of Seder night is to build confidence to the individuals. A person who doesn't know how to ask questions, a person who can't speak up for himself, lacks confidence. We're trying to get the kids when they're younger to ask questions. When you ask questions, you're not shy. Right? The Mishnah always tells that anybody who's embarrassed to ask questions won't learn. It shows a lack of confidence. We want them to grow. We want them to, it's supposed to be a bein adam la'atzmo. We want to use a speech to build on themselves. Not because I want to hear them ask a question. You think the parents need to ask, have the kids ask the four questions for us? We don't know the four questions. We don't know the answers. It's not for us. It's for them. So it's a part of a building confidence. That's what part of the idea of Pesach Seder is about. So these three ideas of the concept, the Koach of Dibor, we should have these three things in mind at the Seder night. One is the great opportunity we have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly is the conversations, the communication with our parents, friends, siblings, children, and of course ourselves, the ability for ourselves to express ourselves, to ask questions, to have that confidence. Okay.